Welcome back to another episode. Do you know that we are currently in season 5 of the podcast, which is crazy? I feel like I keep on saying this in every single season that we enter. Oh, do you know we're in season 3 of the new... we're in the new season 3? Something along those lines. I normally say we're in the new season. That's absolutely crazy. And do you want to know why it's crazy? It's crazy because I would enter into the new season, or we would enter into the new season, and I would just go straight into the topic I would want to talk about. I would not even say, oh, welcome back to another new season of the podcast, because we've always done eight episodes. Each season consists of, you know, 8 episodes. And so I would always just finish the last episode of the previous season and then dive right into the next one without even saying anything. And then when we are in the 4th episode, I'll be like, hey guys, welcome back to another... Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Oh my god, this is actually crazy, man. I don't know why I found that funny. I found that actually funny. But welcome back to another episode. I'm just releasing a very short episode to let you know that I did not die. I'm still alive, okay? Yay, I'm very much alive. I did not die. I've just been going through a lot academically. And I think personally as well. Because I would say academically because I just concluded my final year exams. Woo! Yeah, for the most part. So I'm unofficially a graduate because I still have some things to do, like my final defense and some other, you know, final year clearance. But for the examination aspect, I'm done for the most part with my exams. So I was reading for exams, preparing for exams, going through the entire emotions and pressure of writing your final exams that sometimes determine a lot, you know. So I just paused every single thing and low-key focused on the exams. Yeah, even though I feel like I wasn't really serious with it. But for the most part, yes, that was the reason for not recording an episode. So I just have a couple of things I wanted to talk about, just very brief things. I would start creating more structured episodes because I have a lot of free time on my hands, and what better thing to do with my time than to create multiple interesting and engaging episodes for the both of us, you know? Yeah, and in case nobody knows, because I'm not popular or anything, okay, aside my family members and maybe close friends, nobody probably had a clue about this, but my birthday was on the 6th of June last month, and it was pretty decent. There was no big party. There have never been a big party. But there was no big party. It was just nice to, you know, get birthday wishes and I think gifts from family members and close friends. Because like I said, nobody really knows me like that. But yeah, funny enough, I just turned 19. And for some reason, that particular age is very surprising to a lot of people. Because recently, when I go around school or places where people know that I have a podcast called Almost 20, there's this particular comment they make during the conversation whereby they're like, Martins, so what now? What's going to be like? What are you going to do with the podcast now? Now that you've turned 20, what are you going to do? And then I would internally smile and be like, oh, no. Then I'll tell them that I'm not actually 20. I just turned 19 this year. And they'll be like, it's a lie. Now, I don't know whether that should serve as a compliment or whether that should be an insult. Because on one hand, that can be a compliment, like, oh my god, you look so young, yet you have such a mature age. Or, oh my god, you look so old, yet you are so young. I don't know, Sha, but I like the ambiguity. Let me just be confused and just laugh. But yeah, in case you're listening, you do not know, this information is that I just turned 19. And so I'm not 20 yet. And so we're still almost 20. I am still almost 20. And so the podcast is still going to be running for a while. The lifespan of the podcast hasn't just ended yet. And I feel like even if I clock 20, I would not still end the podcast. Yes, the theme of it might be a bit different. Not different completely, that the core essence of the podcast is completely forgotten. But maybe a little tweaks would happen when that time comes. But as for now, we move. So I'm literally almost, I'm an adult, but I feel like 20 is the big, I don't know, that's like your early 20s or something. I beg, I'm rambling too much. Let me just move on to the next thing I want to talk about. I've talked about graduating school. I literally have a list here on my phone. And so I'm sorry if this sounds like a WhatsApp voice notes. This is how it's going to be, okay? We'll get back to structured episodes very soon. I think occasionally I just drop random unstructured episodes like this, and I kind of like it. Okay, so the next two, which is actually pretty crazy, is the sign outs that happen in my school. For most of you who do not know what sign out is, basically in Nigerian universities across all the states in Nigeria, whenever final year students are graduating, after their on the day rather of their last examinations, they perform an event called a sign out. And in the sign out, the students wear white shirts, white tops, white polos, white anything, and they come to school with markers that they used to write on the whiteboard. And after the exams, they come out and then everybody signs on everybody's shirts. You know, they write their initials, they sign, everybody's smiling. Girls get money bouquet, you know, their significant other brings them flowers. It's a big, it's will I call it a big party? It's almost a big party, but there's a celebration basically going on. It's been almost a tradition in Nigeria for a very, very long time. But guess what my beloved university decided to do? Now, I will not go too much and start dissing them here before after this episode. I will not come to school. I will not come to school to say the VC wants to see me or my HOD wants to see me. Then that's how my 4 years will now go, God forbid. But the school that I attend said that on this particular year, you students are not allowed to do your sign out. And so after all the frowning face, everybody was just sad, squeezing faces, shouting, upset, blah blah blah. We didn't even protest. Eventually we had to abide by these rules, right? And so the school gave a rule that anybody or any student rather who is seen signing out, be it celebrations, be it partying, be it spreading of money, basically anything that signifies joy, okay? Anything that signifies, I am so happy I am graduating from this particular university. If it exceeds pictures, you are going to get expelled. At first, we thought they were playing with us until we realized that they were actually really, really, really serious. And we had to obey. A lot of students did not actually obey the rule of no signing out. I think they found a workaround around it, in the sense that majority of my course mates, they said, let's not do this sign out on campus grounds, but they did not say we should not do this sign out anywhere else. Do you get? And so what a good number of students did and my course mates did was that after the last examinations, they took pictures with people, maybe a good number of, because I think some people in the department were not going to wear my course mates had planned that they were going to go. So everybody just took pictures with their friends, their friend group, with whoever it is they wanted to take pictures with. And then a good chunk of the class moved outside the school campus to a particular shopping mall and they celebrated over there. I personally, I do not fancy the sign out. And I think that sounds weird. I feel like it's so ingrained into the Nigerian school system and society that sign out is almost like, if you don't sign out, it's weird. Are you done with school? Like, what's going on? I mean, personally, I didn't really fancy it like that. And so when the school had brought all these restrictions, I was like, you know what? It's not even going to be worth it. Even when my classmates had said, all right, guys, we're going to so-and-so shopping mall to go and sign out, and it's gonna be this, it's gonna be that. After that, we're all going to the club. I was like, you guys do you. Like, I'm cheering from afar, but after the exams, I'm just going to hang out with a couple of my friends and I'm just going to call it a wrap. And I think that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. I took pictures with my friends and friend groups and people who I wanted to snap with. And then I spent time with my friends, which was actually really beautiful. It was really, really beautiful. I feel like I would not have had it any other way compared to if I had gone to sign out. So yeah. Another thing I did want to talk about is the anonymous feedback that I asked you guys to give me on an episode whereby I released an episode. Does that make sense? An episode, a couple of episodes ago, I released an episode whereby I talked about how I felt unsure about me releasing podcast episodes and how I felt like it wasn't the biggest thing compared to mainstream podcasts that have gist and hot takes and all of that. And then I did ask you guys to drop your feedback on the anonymous links. Now, I won't be able to go through the messages that I received, but I do appreciate the feedback that I received. It was nice to actually receive feedback. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Like I said, it's unstructured. I'm just going with the flow on my list of things to talk about. And then lastly, one thing I want to talk about is the revamp that I'll be doing on the podcast. By revamp, I mean there will just be a small number of changes that I'll be implementing basically into the podcast. I don't have a lot to talk about now because I think I personally I haven't really figured out a lot of the things that I think I need to figure out before having a revamp on the podcast. But I feel like it's going to be good. I feel like something interesting is going to happen from this, or at least something that I really want to be how this podcast is going to be. Does that statement make sense? Well, basically, I'm just letting you know that there might be a little bit of revamp. I don't think the title of the podcast or the cover photo or the podcast artwork is going to be affected, but in terms of themes and topics being covered on the podcast, there's going to be a little bit of revamp on that. And so I'm just letting you know so that in case the conversation takes a different tone, maybe there's a new topic, there's a guest talking about something just a little bit different from what the central theme of the podcast has always been, you'd be aware. And that's all I wanted to talk about. I like talking on this podcast. I like talking on this microphone. I like talking, and I think I'll do it more often now that I have a lot of free time on my hand. So yeah, that's just all I wanted to say. I'll talk to you in the next couple of episodes. Thank you for listening as always. And if you listen to this particular episode, you're a fucking OG. You are the real one. You are the realest, the baddest, the strongest. You are like my paddy paddy. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I would have given rather the usual podcast closing, ending statement, something. But you already know the drill. Check out the podcast on Instagram. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you could give it a follow, a rate, 5 stars. That would really help a lot. You could click the notification bell beside the follow button on Spotify. That's if you're listening to the podcast on Spotify. In the next couple of episodes, which is under season 5 that I somehow forgot to announce to you, in the next couple of episodes, I'll be having guests and we'll be talking about a lot of topics, fun topics. Yeah, but we're not going to divert too far from the theme of the podcast before we start talking about politics and global warming and all of that, which is cool, but like, I don't think it's going to be on the podcast. So, yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye.